Kodak to yet another episode of Confessions of Millennial MILFs with Tiffany
and Ashley,
your favorite sister friends.
Yes.
Y'all, this is our first time recording together, like same place.
In a very long time.
Probably since April of last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like the news was talking about the world is opening back up, but like clearly it is. We're back.
Which is great because we can talk about communication.
So,
look at that. Doing better.
Doing great.
So, what's been new?
So I had a thought this morning, and I was like, this is the first time since I've been single that I've been getting consistent pee. Like, your girl has gotten some 2 weeks in a row.
Very proud.
And y'all know, like, you know, since the whole breakup last year, like, it'd be months in between, like, and so
something wrong with that.
Like, last week, and then, like, this weekend, and then maybe again, like, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you are keeping your stress levels
down. Yes, so, life is good.
Yeah, and you have the kids on spring break.
Yes, the children on spring break. So I deserve this release. Yeah. Right.
So y'all, I talked to her this morning and I could sense that like my sis was on the brink, you know? They just kept asking, what do you got for her?
If I heard that question,
What are you getting off?
It was literally every 15 minutes.
I didn't know that, but it was.
Literally every 15 minutes.
What are you getting off? Okay.
And let me tell you why they wanted me to get off.
It was a cute reason, though.
The Easter Bunny brought down Candyland, and they wanted to play Candyland.
Because it's been great. The Christmas game.
Yeah, Cam called it the Christmas game because, the little candy cane. Yeah. So I opened the box today. Okay. So we did actually play.
Okay.
Didn't Candyland have dice?
Yeah.
Not cards, right?
Yeah.
Like I thought it was dice and will die. And you moved like based on how many numbers it was.
Yeah, but the cards tell you what to do or something like that.
I didn't have die. It was just cards. And first of all, games is getting cheap. I don't know who did this buy. Harold, I don't know who was buying. But they was cheap because so it wasn't just like a deck of cards. No, sis.
You had to break them apart.
They come in like a little cardboard thing and you got to push them through. And they're this big.
So that's funny to say that because what if we get Kyle recently that's in the trash? It's fine. But it was like that. It was another game we got like that. So I'm not surprised.
And like, I know we were kids, but I know the shit was full size.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I didn't think I was tripping.
Games are getting a little cheap. Just Kyle's gonna make it. Someone's kind of gonna cut this field down because the cars ain't thick anymore. So, yeah. You know, Kyle is not in school. So.
Just every day, spring break.
Kyle wakes up at 12 every day.
And I am so fucking jealous.
Listen, and I have to wake him up,
so
actually.
Ashley and I be talking to each other, like, literally all day on the clock. Like, we get past our little board meetings, and then whoever sent a good morning text first, the other one usually calls. Like, we don't really respond to the good morning text messages.
So, yeah.
We just be calling. And my children, well, since they're on spring break this week, are always on 5,000. Her house is always super quiet until at least 12:15.
when he wake up, he just be like,
he wants his TV fixed and he wants food. I'm jealous.
No, because once he gets wired, like by 2-3 o'clock, when I be wanting to take my little nap on the clock, he be up and want to talk and want to go outside and want to help me and want to sit and talk about my job, like he even know what's going on.
The struggle.
So yeah, that's what I was saying, actually. That's my boss check. So today we're gonna talk about communicating with our kids, which is very relevant right now because they're in our fucking space every day.
All day.
So to start it off, kind of like to gauge where we're at, well, where we started when we were kids and now that we're moms, I wanna ask a couple questions. So when did you first have the birds and the bees conversation?
I feel like when I started my period.
And who was it with? Did you
my
hear
mother.
It? Okay, it was okay. Was it when I started my period? Yeah, it probably was when I started my period. It was with my grandma.
Okay.
Because she's a nurse. Well, she was a nurse. She's retired at this point. But my mom didn't want to have the conversation because it was awkward. That was her exact words. So my grandma had it with me and her nurse-like anatomy-driven life. She drew things that were not the best looking pictures.
Yeah, so my mom didn't like go into details, but it was kind of like that you're a woman now and you know your body's changing, people are gonna be attracted to you. These are things that can happen. If and when you're ready for sex, come to me. It was more like that, not like an in-depth type of conversation. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I learned all of that from books.
Yeah, just so
why I'm just so free and open now.
So of course mom was awkward. Because she's drawing shit. I only have a pair for a couple days. So I was already trying to grasp that I was fucking bleeding. I'm looking at penises, tampons, all that shit. But yeah, which is crazy now that I'm in school for sex ed. That's probably what drove me there. The lack of great,
you know,
conversation.
That is a great conversation.
Because it was horrible. When I got into actual sex ed in school, I was like, this is not what I was told. I don't know if they were telling me to scare me or what, but what she said didn't happen. That's not how I went.
Okay.
So yeah, now I have a kid. Ironically, I was telling you the other day, like Tyler, I don't really talk too much about him because he's only 4. But he's really gotten his own mental about like sex and liking girls. Like now him will Rob be kissing him. But then he's dating.
I thought that was so funny.
He was like, oh, he's me. You're a man.
But I mean, hey, and that is okay because that is his boundary. And you are teaching him that it is okay to have your own boundaries.
He was like, oh, why you can't? I just wanted to, not to push him into thinking anything. I just wanted to know. Like,
right.
Why do you want him not to kiss you? He's a guy. He kisses you. Don't kiss me. He kisses you. I'm a boy. We're boys and you're a girl.
Okay.
That's okay. Don't have kind of awkward, stressed out moment if he likes girls or boys. We never know. But I said, oh, okay. I said, so with his little, you know, female friend over here, I was like, do you like girls? Oh, no, how'd I ask? I said, that's your girlfriend? He was like, yeah, I helped her get on the bed. Because he has a, you know, a long bed.
Helped her get on the bed.
And I was like, helped her get on the bed? And so, because I didn't know there was on the bed. She couldn't get to the TV, so I'm like, oh, yeah. And then, like, he was really, you know, chivalrous, you know? So, I mean, apparently, somehow I'd be having sex ed conversations with a 4-year-old, apparently.
Well, that's good.
I had to. I think when we were talking about using the bathroom.
Okay.
I think that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Don't be pulling your damn drawers down there.
So that's honestly how the conversation kind of started with my kids. So, you know, when they go to the doctor asks them, like, who can touch you here?
Yeah.
Like the doctor asks them questions to kind of gauge their, you know. And so I be having conversations with my kids before we go to the doctor because you're not going to get in here and embarrass me. Like we don't have these conversations all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Okay. These are your privates.
Yeah.
Who can see your privates?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is allowed to touch your private? Yeah. Who is?
You heard Kyler, man. I'm sorry, I got to pee. I can never get him to say pee. I need him to get them together and get up to school.
So one thing that I do kind of regret though, I kind of like did the fake names for their parts.
Oh, so now they're like, no, he be saying his little weenie, whatever he be saying.
Yeah, no, Cam calls his worm. And Carmen has a tootie.
I think mine was my tootie bird.
Mine was called the nookie.
Like, mine was my tootie bird for a while. Again, this is why when I had sex ed, I was confused. Because when I had sex conversation, that's what my grandma called it.
I'm like, how do I change it now?
I mean, there is.
That's cool. How they learned it.
Just start telling them what it is.
Vagina and penis. It just sounds so.
So he don't say penis, but he do be like.
I mean, but that's the accurate term. Like if some shit happened and they had to go to court, that is what the court would want to hear.
Yeah.
And so that shit really be messing with me because like I haven't talked to them yet. So if something happened, like would it even be? I know I'd be like going way left, like, but I just really be in my head, like parenting is fucking hard.
So Kyler is now in this phase where he communicates everything. So, for example, I sent him to the bathroom. It's bedtime now in here. he goes to tell me how he has to pee and why he got to pee and what caused him to pee. I don't know if you heard him talking about the chicken got him pee. So in my head, I'm like, chicken, why you shit? But I didn't want to go there because that's okay. I'm happy we're having this conversation. I'm happy you want to know how your body works. You want to discuss it with me. It's great. So I asked these questions because I asked this poll for the pod on Instagram. I think it was like 80% of the people said they learned from their parents or a family member. And like a really small percentage learned from school. I was like, okay. For the most part, I don't have, you know, fucked up communication. Well,
I think sex is just one of those things, like, even if it's not a good conversation, most parents do say something. Like, even if it's like, don't be out here fucking with no, you know, condoms. Yeah, so, like, there's something.
So, on PlannedParenthood.com.org, I can't remember, but basically, like 57%, 58% of parents are very uncomfortable or somewhat having the conversation. So that does make sense what you just said.
Like they just say enough to be like, yeah. I did my part.
Yeah, I said like they're uncomfortable and they pretty much rely on the school to the rest. Like the other percentage was like, oh, yeah, we had a cool conversation, aren't we? But the rest
wear condom and don't be out here fucking anybody.
Pretty much. No, maybe grandma or grandpa, whatever.
Right? Don't be out here making your grandma before I'm is typically how it goes in the Black household.
You know, so I kind of want to talk about just see how, just trying to gauge everyone's, you know, fucked up communication. Like that. And for the most part, everybody has a pretty good start. So, well, as far as the sex ed part. So, we're going to kind of get into effective communication. It's COVID, you're home with your kids. Some people are home with multiple, some people are home and they're used to relying on daycare before like, school care. Like, they rarely see their kids. I think you always see your kid though.
Yeah. You mean prior to COVID?
Yes.
2 hours before work and 3 hours after work. On the weekends all day, but literally like going from just seeing your kid literally like 4 or 5 hours
a day. Yeah, that's true.
All a damn day. Like, and I felt really bad about that at the beginning of COVID. Like, I should not feel this way about having to spend time with my kid. Especially because I used to complain about working and paying somebody else to raise my kids. And then like, bitch, well, here you go. Here's your opportunity
every day.
And I'm like, can I pay somebody?
Yeah, we were talking about the answer to that. So that's a great point. But then we'll probably have to work on this communication before we get there because,
Yeah, we need them to be able to tell us every fucking thing. Yeah. So we don't have to hide, like buy camera systems and all the answers. But it's something we're working on.
So I was looking like, okay, this is a thing. Effective communication is a thing, it's an actual term. So it has a lot of great benefits that, I mean, you kind of realize, you kind of like, ugh, not real. So one of the articles was saying that effective communication can lead to better relationships between the members of the family, pretty much building trust, listening, understanding, yada, 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 yada. Essentially, it pretty much said that you and your kids will communicate better. They'll feel more comfortable, like coming to you or whatever. And then it kind of broke down some pros and cons if you have it. Like, if you're doing well, the kid's gonna have high self-esteem. They're gonna communicate effectively in your presence. Right. Like, if they're gonna feel more comfortable to express how they genuinely feel, which will then lead to less arguments. Typically, people argue, like, especially with your kid, like, you're fussing at them because you know what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah.
You know what they're saying or what they're trying to say, so you're getting irritated. If not present, the kid is going to act out because they're not going to feel hurt, things like that. And it just generates great active listening skills, which should be beneficial once they become a grown up, you know, someone's partner. We have sons, so yeah. Can't be having another sister's girlfriend because she want to know.
Facts.
So yeah, those were some of the things. And for you, how do you feel you are with that? With your kids.
Okay, so my kids are nosy as fuck.
Everybody's kids now.
But like, so my kids ask a bunch of damn questions, and I'm gonna give an example. But I try to answer their questions at their age level, like without giving them too much information, but enough information so that they feel satisfied in the conversation.
Yeah.
And because like you said, when we communicate with them, it opens it up and makes it easier for them to come and talk
yeah.
to us. So I do try to answer their questions when they have questions. So prime example, this weekend I was stopped by to see my friend or whatever and get some stuff from him. And so we were literally at the back of my car for like 3 minutes. He literally did not walk past their windows.
Yeah.
I don't think they turned around. They just knew I was outside the car talking to somebody. So I get back in the car and I pull off. And so they're like, who's that? My friend. Well, what's your friend's name? So I said his name. Did you go to high school with him?
I fell out.
It was that question. Was like, high
school.
Did you go to high school with him?
No. It's so funny how young our kids think we really are.
So she's like, Carmen asked a high school question. So Cam said, so how do you know him?
Don't me in it.
Miss Ashley introduced me to him. Oh, and they left it alone.
I'm like, Miss Ashley did it?
But like I'm very open with them. Like I didn't divulge too much information, but I know that not saying anything, they're gonna be in the backseat in their head and they have the opportunity to form their own opinions of who it was, what it was, like, you know. And I feel like I had to do that as a child. I felt like it was very much a stay in the child's place type of thing. Mm-hmm. So you don't just be asking a whole bunch of questions. Like if it don't directly affect you, mind your business.
Yeah.
And so I was in my head a lot, like, well, what's this? What's that? So I don't want them to feel like that. So maybe sometimes I might overindulge with them, but
I don't think so. Like I don't think so. It's so funny you said that you answered it to fit, like, meet them at their level.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm working my boundaries. Read my book. So
mine came yesterday. So excited. Yeah.
So I learned in chapter 4. I think, yeah, that when parents talk to their kids like they're a grown-up, that's a boundary violation. Talking to your kids like they're not a child, or like you were saying, like tell them they have a child's place, is a boundary violation. You, by talking to them and telling them things, but on their level, so to speak, is appropriate.
Okay.
Yes. So now I think of my childhood, like, wow, I was like, know everything. Because the person in the book, I can't say too much because you don't want to buy the book, but the person in the book knew about her parents' affair, like in detail. First thing the therapist said, because the book uses examples of her prior clients, was like, they should have never done that.
So,
never.
I will say, in my early childhood, things were very much staying in a child's place.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was like 15 or 16, that's when my parents separated, like moved out of the house together for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
From that to the time they got back together, we knew too much.
Okay. Yeah, I can say that. I knew way too much.
We knew too much.
Yeah, I knew too much. Yeah.
Part of my life, I didn't know shit and had to form my own opinion. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, I don't need to know all of
that. Yeah. Like I think every parent struggles with that. I think when you come from a space where you're knowing too much or you're knowing too little and you're always in your head, or you're a kid and you know so much and you're like, that is not right. My mom and my dad told me that I should do blah, 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 blah. And other kids in the playground are like, how do you know that? So you grow up and you become a parent, you're like, okay, this got me bullied. People talk about me, so I'm not going to do this to my kid. So that leads us to how it's beneficial to a family to have like this pretty good communication skills. So one of the biggest things, which we kind of mentioned, was it builds trust.
Yeah.
It'll prevent issues or resolve them if they're there. Provides clarity and direction. For example, Tiffany's children. Wanted to know who the fuck she was talking to.
Who's that?
So... or for instance, for Kyler, he needs clarity every fucking time he's back.
Why is this coming out of my body?
Why? Why am I being? Why am I taking shit? Like, it's just too much. Like,
Kyler's gonna be some kind of scientist, y'all.
Right. Okay, let me tell y'all something. This probably is like, what kind of does? So he's been trying to explain to me how germs work, right? And molecules. So then we had a conversation about if we are made out of molecules. Then I had to explain to him that germs in my mouth goes. He like, that makes sense. But he talking to me like he had a question my statement. So he was like, germs, mama cute. I guess you got a point. You're four.
Our kids are too much. And I know y'all probably like, they got to be making up this, some of this.
No.
Our kids are literally okay. 30, for okay. real. Like, they're 30-year-olds stuck in 4-year-old bodies.
Work for Johnson & Johnson. Like, okay, tell me, damn it.
Go to Moderna and create a vaccine. What's your take?
Yes, they're made out of monkeys. You're right. You're right, mom. You're right. Like, it's like he had a boy's little baby ass memory bank that just started.
So like, maybe in his past, like, he was a scientist. Don't you know?
He didn't really bother me. I didn't really want to look into it.
Speaking of that, Carmen has been talking about, like, she's seeing shit and, like, goes to school and stuff. And so, you know, I really believe in that stuff, but I don't want to ask too many questions because I don't want to put shit in her head. So I kind of just be active listening, but you know, I'm really intrigued by that shit. So I really want to ask her questions.
Ask her.
But I don't know I haven't figured out how to ask those kind of questions without
have her draw the things that she sees. So she's like really,
because I told you about that dream.
Just have her draw. Her draw the thing. Okay. Yeah. Every time she talks about something, just have her draw it.
Okay.
That way you're not asking questions, because you know when you ask you too many questions, even you will start to formulate a whole new story.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And she's at that age.
Because Kyle's not doing. Like when he busts his ass earlier, I thought he had fucking had a concussion. I called Robin and I was freaking out, right? Never did I evaluate where I picked him up at. So in my head, I'm like, this nigga fell off the bed. And where I saw him, like, he didn't fell off the fucking bed. Like, that's what I was thinking. Because he wasn't by the ladder. Never realized it was a hanger on the floor. So I'm holding him, like, oh my God. He wasn't going to sleep immediately. He was crying so hard, right? So I'm like, Lord, you know, back in the day,
I wake up, run around.
You can't go to sleep. So I'm scared. So I'm like, what's the concussion question? You didn't have a concussion. What's the concussion question? Okay, thanks, right? So I'm asking him, like, is it fuzzy? Is your ears ringing? Like, you know, but so then Kyle stops crying or whatever. So he's like, I'm gonna go back to my bed. I'm gonna take a nap. So I'm still kind of scared. Like, he's taking a fucking nap. So then I look. I said, Kyle, why the hang on the floor? That's what I fell on. I said, what the fuck?
So he slipped.
I thought he fell off the bed. Like, I thought baby was a monkey, okay? I thought he was one of the monkies that fell off the bed. I thought it was that kind of incident. Jump on the bed, bump your head. That's what I thought. Because I thought he was laying in the middle of the floor.
Motherhood.
Yeah, but the way he was crying and screaming and shit, you would have thought he fall for it. Again, kids elaborate when it's
have kids, they said.
Yeah. So
it'd be fun, they said.
It'd be fun sometimes to shit like that. But they were pits all hot and shit. I don't know what was wrong.
So nerdy also.
So well, for us, it creates better relationships in general. You have to come on communication. We have those there. And increases their engagement because now they think they're wrong. Essentially, that's what I received. And it improves productivity and promotes team building, which will probably benefit them. I mean, it benefits them now, more so when it's a job.
Yeah. But it's the increased engagement for me. Like, they're really interested in actively participating in stuff, like at church. You know, like they like communicating with other people.
So
and I feel like that starts at home.
So Kyler, since we talked about first thing, most other people, but a good amount of stuff, he wants to be in like all alone time. So we gotta fix that because sometimes I need alone time, you know. But yes, when it's like quiet time or watching TV, he wants to be there. Well, he ain't getting that. No time for him. I need him to go to school this year. I need to see how he work with other kids. I need to see all, like, every day, how he come home. Like, if I can balance that, then maybe I can throw the baby up in there. But, nah. Speaking of, not even go there. Yeah, no kids. Not right now. Sorry. I know you guys have never been up. But, he just likes to engage. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
All right.
He likes to engage. That's what it is. We're promoting great communication with him. So, how do we think we're succeeding with communication?
So for me, communication has always been a struggle. Like I said, like, if it wasn't my business, I wasn't allowed to ask him.
Yeah.
I had to mind my business. And so, like I said, part of that makes me just be in my head all the time.
Yeah.
And so as an adult, sometimes I find myself still in my head. Like,
me too.
Instead of just expressing what it is that I think, I second guess, like, are they going to understand? Mm-hmm. Am I going to sound crazy? And so I just keep shit to myself. But I'm learning that about myself and working on, like, saying what it is that I think.
Man, I say too much. So I'm an overshare. So,
I will say that. I don't. It's not easy for me to communicate, but when I do communicate, I do overshare.
Yeah, so I'm an overshare and I'm aggressive, very aggressive. Like, if I need it to be understood, it's gonna be understood, because this is snowy rap. But I have to understand that everyone, when you're talking to somebody, it doesn't even have to be like an altercation. When you're discussing something with someone, they're not in your fucking head.
Right.
So you kind of get upset. So you're telling someone something and they're like, what? And you're like, how the fuck you don't know what I'm trying to say? Because I'm saying it in my head. It makes sense. Like, so yeah, I have to work on that. I'm getting better.
We've had one of those conversations. Like, she had a lot of shit going on that day and so did I. So we weren't able to physically talk on the phone. And we were trying to have a very important conversation through text message. And my ideas were not transforming to words. And she wasn't understanding it. I got what she was saying, but she wasn't able to understand. Like, it was, I was like, look, let's just table this. We'll pick this up.
I be needing a Xanax. Like, I really think I need to get on some medicine, because Tiffany's on my tea collection. So I'm trying to do it the natural way. But if this doesn't work, like, it's gonna have to be a Xanax.
I know her, so I know that when she got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh yeah, I'd be like
she doesn't delegate tasks well. And so instead of saying that she needs assistance with something or she needs somebody to pick up something, she'll try to do it all until it becomes too much, and then she like explodes.
I'd be like, you ever seen that little caveman?
I have come to understand that about her. So when we had that situation, I'm like, okay, X, Y, and Z has occurred to her in the last couple of days. She got X, Y, and Z going on. Don't take it personal.
We are like, literally.
I know that.
The same person.
I know it was Mercury retrograde. Like, it was literally a lot of shit going on. And so I literally responded to her like, okay, I understand everything you said, but I feel like X, Y, and Z. Plus, it is Mercury retrograde. So we're going to end this conversation for now. You enjoy tomorrow and we'll pick this conversation up the next day. And
I didn't even enjoy the next day.
But that's not the point. So when Thursday rolled around for us to pick it back up, like, yeah, it was like, look, I get it. Like, you good, we good. This is what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to do. And
we actually,
we communicate well.
Great. But we know our shortcomings. So that's probably why I'm
I think it works because, like she said, we are literally the same person. Mm-hmm. Our trauma wounds were just caused by different shit.
Yep.
So we really get each other.
And I think with us being parents, because they're so, the trauma wounds are so relevant in our lives every day, like, we deal with them, we work so hard not to do it with our kids.
Yeah.
So, no offense, parents, but I'm just
I'm high.
Y'all learn. This is a lie. So, how do we think? Well, yeah, we have to discuss it. So, detail a strong suit with each kid for you, being that they're completely different.
Okay. So, Carmen is very much a diva, very much a girly girl. So, like, that's how we connect, like, through clothes. Through makeup, nails, hair, like, that's my girlfriend. Like, you know, like, sis, how do you want your hair today? You want your edges laid? Like, I talk to her like almost like I'm her big sister most of the time, because like I want us to have, like, she knows I'm mom. She knows don't cross the line. But like when we talk, it's not like a strict.
Yeah.
At all times.
Like, this is the topic. I'm your mother. Don't do that.
Right. Like, I give her free range to talk. Now, if she, I'm like, okay, don't say that. We don't say that.
So like, <"Yeah." laughs>
But so, you know, with her, that's kind of how it is. Now, she is kind of like sneaky and stuff. So sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I need to cut it out and like be a little more strict with her, but it wouldn't work because she's just like me. It's just gonna make her cry and then mm-hmm. be sneaky to do shit. So I try to be open with her because she's an Aquarian too.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want her to shut down.
Exploring mind.
Right. Literally. And like her mind be going. And so I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So I try to do things with her so that her mind doesn't have that time to wander and get herself in trouble. Basically. Now with Cameron, I will say it is slightly difficult. So Cam has a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's difficult to understand him sometimes. Yeah. Like I've gotten to where, like, for the most part, I know exactly what he's saying.
It's like when you get excited.
So like
his emotions are high.
Some of his letter sounds he doesn't say correct at the beginning of the sentence, and then the letters that he does, he'll leave consonants out in the middle of the word. So you kind of have to really pay attention to context clues to figure out what word it is sometimes. But like I said, I'm his mom. So for the most part, I know what it is. And he's getting to a point now where, like, if he has to say it a couple times and I don't get it, my baby will play charades and I'll like act it out. Like,
he's like so adorable.
And he's so fucking smart. Like, for Carmen's birthday, we were going to get her, pick up her birthday cake. And so he wanted to know if I had candles, and I could not. He pronounced his C's as T's, but it didn't sound like candles either. Yes. So I'm like, huh? He said, you know, like, oh, candles. So like, he'll really do what he needs to do to get you to understand. So like with him, I try to talk to him when Carmen's not in the room. That way it's just me and him, it's quiet. And he can say what he wants to say without his sister cutting him off or trying to finish the sentences, because that gives him, that would affect his communication, expecting her to pick up all his conversations.
She's not over here,
right. So those are just kind of some things that I do. Like I make sure that I have one-on-one time with him to ensure that I'm able to understand him, he can understand me, and we can have communication.
So it's funny you say that, because Kyler, like, his mother speaks very fucking fast. So since he's younger, speaking very fast, his words will run together. And I'll be like, I'm the fast speaking one. And I'll be like, what? And then Rob will be like, son, I don't know what you said. Go to your mama, because y'all talk alike. So when he comes to me, I'll be like, you want to watch PJ Masks? And then he'll be like, yeah. I'm like, okay, give me that.
That's literally how I'd be like, okay, hold up. Any compute, and you know it.
So, but with him, like, I'm very aggressive. I'm not a tomboy, like, I know sports, but as far as like God knew what he was doing, like, if I would have had a girl, she would be like, for real. Sounds crazy, but she would. So, I needed someone to kind of let me release all of that rage, so to speak, and then I could trickle into my danger sides, you know. I have another kid, maybe. But so with him, I'm able to like play fight with him, have these weird, random ass conversations because I'm so weird. So to have like with a boy, they talk about so much disgusting shit. So it's so fun to have. He's not gonna be weird out with a boy. So talking to him about shit and piss and molecules and now he can get outside and touch shit. I think his dad didn't come in because I don't be outside. But just allowing him to, I feel like, because I'm overshare is because I was told too much too early. Shown too much and told too much. So with him, I let him speak how he wants to speak.
Right.
But I allow him to speak within his realm. Like, he's four, let's stay within the four-year-old realm. So we'll talk about PJ Masks all day, we can do that.
Yeah, I found myself telling Carmen, that's not six-year-old business. It's not six-year-old
business. Like, I try to keep him within his realm. But we do struggle sometimes because, like, the other day, he was mad and I cussed too much. He was mad and he was like, what the freaking heck? And And in my head, I'm like, you want to say fuck it, don't you? But I didn't say that. But you want to say fuck it. That's what you want to say. So I'm like, okay, I'll stop pissing around him because he's starting to repeat what I say. But he just got a smart ass mouth. Like that's literally where I struggle. Yeah. Like smart ass fucking mouth. Because when I be trying to what did I tell you? And he was like, okay, I know if I don't do it, you're gonna beat me. Like it was something, but it was like, okay, Linda, like you keep fucking trying me. So yeah. I gotta work on that. I gotta stop talking to him like he's my friend. Because when we get into it, here I go. When we get into it, when I'm gonna delegate, he come back at me like I'm his homeboy. So yeah, gotta work on that.
Okay. So I guess now we can talk about what are some ways to achieve it and.
Oh, why is it important?
Yeah.
It helps you reach understanding. Like, that's the top level. It's just very clear. When families communicate better, they understand each other better, and there's less conflict.
Yeah. It's less room for forming your own opinion.
Yeah.
You have facts.
Yeah.
And then you can discuss those facts to understand them. Number two would be solve a problem. Problem solving is a very important skill, and there are a lot of people in this world who lack that skill. So please communicate to your babies.
And it ends gossip. In the African American community, so that's like a big thing. I don't think it's this African American, but I think it's just a big thing, especially families where people are older or they have more female, like, or both. Like, they just talk about a bunch of shit and nobody discusses their problems. It kind of goes back to just black people just squished under the fucking rug.
Yeah.
So, yes, communicate better, less gossip.
It encourages support.
Because you feel more comfortable.
Yes.
Talking to another.
That's something that I struggle with. So, like, if I don't feel like I got a really strong connection with people, I will keep shit to myself and just struggle through it. Like, you know, I actually do have a sisterhood, a strong friendship with Ashley. So I be calling her ass like, look, we have help.
Everything.
Help.
But you need that. And I think, I can attest, I think a lot of us grew up feeling like we didn't have that.
Yeah.
At least our generation, whether our parents were together, so they were stressed about being divorced, or where we grew up, or it was multiple, like it could be a list of things. We just felt like we lacked that. So it's beneficial to have a sisterhood. So
it is. Also, provide insight on situations. So again, it leaves less room gray area for making up stuff, you know, cold hard facts when you communicate.
Mm-hmm. And it forms tighter bonds, lastly.
I mean, clearly, like, look at us.
Like, I think for people, when you think about communication, you look at these old couples that are, like, super cute. I love old people out there. So you're, like, see them going to Cracker Barrel and they're holding hands, and they're looking really cute for me. I see them going to the Ross with me at 11 a.m. on Saturday. But this one is all good.
Yeah,
to each other. They talk all the time. They talk very well. They have very good communication, even if it's loud, because they're probably deaf.
But yes, those old-ass couples have not been married for 30, 50, 60 years without good communication, because there comes a point where their penis stop working, okay? And so you got to have...
They got to do something. Go to
Ross. They be talking, okay?
They go to Ross with me.
No, I know you've been to dinner and you've seen them old ass couples who literally sit across the table from each other and don't talk.
They just be staring at
each other.
They just be staring at each other, eating slow, but eating and staring.
So, like, that has always baffled me from a kid. I used to be like so like, they're not talking at all.
That we're talking about old people, then. I was in Bible study the other day, and the topic was forgiveness. Y'all, I love old people, right? So when the old lady got up to speak, well, she didn't get up on Zoom, but when she went to go speak, she, first of all, it was for Easter, so she was like, Jesus is the reason for the season. She's Catholic, right? And I'm like, go ahead, you better love Jesus. But then she had a testimony as far as like her relationship with how her life relates to forgiveness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about her marriage. And her husband, I guess, had a lot of issues. I'm assuming, you know, it was infidelity there. And how they got back on good terms and they're still married was her communicating how she felt through prayer. Very cute. Very cute little old story. And he, I think she said he wasn't like a communicator or wasn't always truthful or whatever. So when she kind of was like, let's just pray in that moment, and he did. And but they were like from what she was saying, like they were like praying and revealing everything to each other through prayer.
Well, hey, it's a form of communication.
So look at the old folks schooling us young bulls. So based on what we kind of talked about, like those six reasons above, which one are we using? Okay, how about this? Which one are we doing a good job of using?
We reach understandings.
Okay, yeah, we definitely do that. We do support.
We solve problems. Maybe yeah. Not our own.
No. But we do.
But support. We solve problems.
We encourage support too.
Yeah, we encourage support.
Okay, we know we do the bond thing.
Yeah. Provide insight on situations. Yep, because we are very good at providing insight on other people's situations. So
we're gonna gossip. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, I was leaving.
I'm not even gonna lie on this pod and say we do. We have a whole podcast. So that is obviously what we can do better, but then we'd have a podcast.
I mean, but technically, is it gossip if what we're saying is true?
That is a good point. That is a great point. Okay.
Sounds like we are
killing
it. Hold up. That would sound like reaching understanding, providing insight on situations. We don't gossip. We provide insight.
There you go. Look at that little crazy up here finagling as usual. As usual. So as we get into our final thought, how do you feel communication works within your household, and how, like, what are some ways you're going to go forward? Because we've kind of talked about in the last couple episodes, like how you broke up, like that.
Just continuing to talk to them, like as they grow, of course, change the way that I approach the situation.
Yeah,
but just remaining open, like. You know, I do feel like when I am upset or got my own stuff going on, I could be a little better when it comes to communicating with them. But for the most part, just keeping those lines of communication open is my main goal. Making them feel comfortable to come and talk to me anytime is my main goal.
I think for me is realizing Kyle is on a little brother. besides that, I just want him to feel more comfortable. Like Rob and I both, Rob felt like he can talk to his parents about shit.
Right.
So for us to have a son, like he's making that very clear. For me, I felt like I saw too much shit. So I struggle with exposure. Like, I don't want to baby him, I don't want to be a little bitch, but I don't want you seeing all that. Because now I just be thinking I'm invincible in certain situations and I don't need to be there or even doing it. So, yeah.
It's funny, like she thinks she's invincible in certain situations and the other shit is never completely. I can't do it.
So it's just like, I have to work on like, what should I be discussing with Kyler in the depth? Like, what should I give life to when he brings it up and what I should? So, yeah. I think because I don't want him to ever feel like he's not heard.
Yeah.
And his words don't matter because I did feel like that. Like it's like some shit and I think like, hey, it's just dumb. Okay, it might be dumb.
But am I dumb?
Yeah, okay, it might be dumb, but let me talk about it.
Do you second guess everything else that pops up? Like, is this dumb?
Yeah.
So I get that.
So it's like I don't want him not to hurt. So I struggle with that. But outside of that, he communicates very well. Trust. And he has no problems, loud as fuck. He's valuing his own lives, never love.
Good job.
So it's Gorgeous playlist time.
Ooh.
So I came up with three songs.
She did. And I was like, ooh, when I was like, I can put this song, and then I put up the album.
See,
break
my thing alike. So I have Ty Dolla Signs, Lift Me Up, featuring Future Young Thug. It's literally like a song about feeling like you have support, literally. Okay. And that's kind of what we're talking about. Of course, Khalid tall. We could have not had this out. We could have not put that tall.
That's Cameron's favorite song. He will actually sing that song.
like literally. So, and then of course, Migos, Walk It Like a Talk. Walk It Like a Talk, yeah. Featured Drake.
And I did Jay Howell talk.
Yeah, like, and that's Kyle's favorite song. He loves that fucking song.
Talk about me, baby.
So, those are our playlist songs. And you do have anything else you want to tell some people? Okay, yeah, y'all can click the Zippy stream. I want to put that back into the bio. And thanks for answering the poll today, y'all. It's like I'm using all just paying with y'all for just a minute. I'm going to start doing that more. But yeah, you have anything else to speak of?
We're still taking applications for single fathers.
Lord, can a single dad stand up?
Jesus. Like, is there any single father who has an effective co-parenting situation?
No baby mama drama.
I mean, baby mama drama could be okay if you guys are co-parenting. Like, let's talk about the drama.
Yeah, but if you got the drama, I don't need the baby mama DMs.
We don't need those kind of problems.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so if you or someone you know is a single father, who's effectively co-parenting, tell them to DM the pod so that we can
talk about this stuff.
Because I got some shit to talk about, and I want to talk about it with a dad who was co-parenting so that I know I ain't crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that was pretty much it. Anything else? I'll poll again. I'm polling it up now. Now I know you're not like.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Bye.